On today's growth points, I want to take a moment and speak to you about the effectiveness of Bible-believing churches in American culture today. And I believe every one of us recognize the call of God to be salt and light in this day in which we live, and yet it seems as though we're not stemming the tide at all, and that moral perversion and doctrinal compromise is abounding in America today. My friend Dr. Rick Flanders sent me an article this past week from the National Review entitled "Evangelicals Collapsing Cultural Influence." And it's a tragedy that when America needs the voice of the preached word of God more than ever, that the influence of that word in our ministries and upon this nation is not what it really should be. Now, in the book of the Revelation, chapter 3, we read of the church of Laodicea. And if you take these churches in the book of Revelation, especially as the seven churches of Asia Minor are considered, if you consider them to be representative of lines of history, then we're living in that Laodicean church age even now. And the Bible says of that church that it was the church of the Laodiceans. It was not the church at Laodicea, but of the Laodiceans. It was a church that was self-sufficient. It was a church that felt they should govern their own ways. The word Laodicea means the people's rights. And we have a philosophy that's infiltrating churches today, and even many of our fundamental Bible-believing churches are falling prey to this philosophy of the people's rights. And no longer is God's mandate, God's word, his blueprint in the book of Acts being followed, but now it's really, what do the people want? And in this particular article on evangelical having collapsing cultural influence, three things are cited. I want to mention them this morning. First of all, it says the church, and this is not a Christian magazine, by the way, it says the churches are more focused on meeting material needs than spiritual needs. Now, isn't that something that the National Review would have to indict us for that? Recently, when I was in Nicaragua, there were many groups of people there, evangelical groups, non-denominational groups, doing exactly what this article says, building schools, digging water wells, repairing houses, but you couldn't find people anywhere leading souls to Christ and establishing New Testament churches. And unless we get to the hearts of men, then we're going to see this nation collapse, unless we truly get back to preaching the gospel and calling men to repentance. The second thing this article cites is the fact that we go on sinning that grace may abound. Here is a secular indictment against the way ministry is happening. In other words, preachers are emphasizing divorce recovery, therapy treatment, living the way you want to live. We would call it theologically antinomianism, a false teaching of grace. I've been preaching about this for years and years, that people believe that under grace, they're not called to holiness, they're called to live the way they want to live. And what's happening is that people are seeing no difference in the Christian life. The salt, the conviction that's needed in our society is being lost. And so evangelicals have a collapsing cultural influence, according to this article, because we're more focused on material needs than spiritual needs, because of a wrong emphasis on grace and unbiblical emphasis on grace. And thirdly, the author says, we are church shopping to have our needs met rather than serving in the church. And he speaks here about the marketing effect of the church and how we cannot build institutions when our focus is on building the self. He says churches are focusing on building self-esteem and building people and marketing to people in the fleshly sense. And he says you're not going to build a strong church if you're only focusing on the individual and their rights and so forth. And truly, the call of Jesus Christ is a call to serving. It's a call to separation. It's a call that mandates that we think and serve the Lord and think and serve others. And I believe that even when our secular authors are beginning to see the lack of influence that the churches are having, it's time for us to wake up. And I hope that your week this week will be spent proclaiming the truth of the Word of God, not just serving the material, but also the spiritual needs, and that it will be a week where we allow the grace of God to bring us to the likeness of Jesus Christ, and that this will be a week where each and every one of us will say, by the grace of God, I'm going to ask the Lord to use our life and our church for the purpose of ministering not just to the needs of individual self-esteem, but getting everyone involved to serve the Lord and to lift up the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a great week.